CJ Wilson returned to practice today. Randall Cobb did not finish practice. You know, same thing with the knee bruise. Aaron Rodgers, I held out of practice with a foot strain. It's been bothering him. Ryan Taylor did not finish practice with a hip flexor. With that, I'll take your questions. Also, Nick Collins returned to practice today, obviously, and Josh Cordy returned. Yeah, it's just something that kind of flared up on him this morning. So just being cautious, if it was up to him, he would have practiced today. I'm just being smart with him. Hip flexor. I don't have a playtime report for you yet. We'll do that tomorrow as a staff. We're really concerned about the where we are just physically as a team. I had a couple guys that were kind of limping through practice today. So we'll see how tomorrow's work is. But we're approaching the fourth preseason game as we've always have traditionally approached it. So, but we'll make those decisions tomorrow after practice. Yes, that's why I cut practice short today. I think our team's a little beat up right now. You know, going from a 7-day week to a night game to a 6-day week. So, I'm sorry.
How short were you?
Two periods. 25 minutes. Same thing's happened. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. It's just something that's reoccurred. If talking to James, he feels he'd be able to play in the game, but Dr. McKenzie wants to take a closer look at it. So, because this is the second time it's happened. I think it's the National Football League. I mean, that's our business. Our season last year is, perfect example to look towards or look back towards. If you're looking the way you have to survive a season, these are not major injuries. I don't foresee any of these players being out for an extended period of time. The numbers going through training camp this year are very similar to the numbers that we've gone through in the past, and I think it's just the demand of training camp and the timing of it. Playing on a Thursday and then you're going to have a Thursday game to start the season, so you have to factor all that in when you're dealing with the medical situation every team has to go through. We don't have the extra couple of days to get guys ready for our opening game. Well, you'd like to. I mean, you'd always like to maximize the time to go through those decisions because not stating the obvious. There's a lot that goes on in the final 24, 48 hours leading up to Saturday. So we will take as much time as we can. The players will be off Friday, and then we will work. We will work strictly in the building on Saturday later in the day. So we will take the time to. They go through those decisions. I think I talked on it yesterday or the day before. My number one responsibility, alongside with Ted Thomas, is make sure we pick the right 53. I mean, that's the focus. The Saints is obviously the next focus. You have to have priorities. We have to keep the right players that we feel is going to give us the best chance over the long run of this season. And with that, the coaches and the players that make that team will be. I promise we'll be ready for the Saints.
Mike, today, your offense came out of the field as a group a little later than usual. Is there any need for that?
Well, there's some things to do pre-practice. There's an in-season schedule that we're going to go to next week, a full in-season schedule, and that's part of our in-season schedule on a Thursday. So normally the third week of the preseason, you have an opportunity to go through, you know, the trial run, use the in-season schedule and all the components of it. But as we talked about last week, you know, it wasn't a normal in-season week for us. So there's some things that we'll do prior to practice. Say it again. Well, practice was very different in a lot of ways. You know, I mean, Aaron didn't practice, but also I thought Matt Flynn did a nice job in the no huddle, you know, to start off the team segments. But you had your number one players on the working the card teams, and I mean, there's some great looks today. I mean, I thought there's some excellent snaps, not only for our defense to get from Kansas City's offense, but also for our, you know, number one offense to get from our defense. So I liked the work that was going on. You just have to trust your instincts. You know, I think we're kind of hit the wall, and we have a game to play here, and it's an important game for a lot of young players in our locker room. So I want to make sure that I give them every chance to get ready for that contest to win a job on our football team. So I felt it early in practice. A couple guys, when Randall Cobb went down, Ryan Taylor went down, you know, I felt it was time to pull back. Tomorrow's a Friday practice, so yes, it is a shorter practice. We will practice in shells tomorrow. It's an in-season Friday schedule for us. I mean, you hope not, and if it's going to happen, you want those types of plays to happen in the preseason, because definitely, you know, all the safeties all can learn from that one particular play, you know, the down and distance and the coverage you're playing and so forth. And it's just something that I talked about in here and also with the team. I think that's the way, you know, we played against Indianapolis. We did a lot of positive things, but you don't get to throw out two plays on defense. You can't throw out the negative plays on offense and, you know, one or two plays on special teams. So that's the gap that we need to close before the regular season gets here.